1, 2, 3, 4.
From WBEZ Chicago and PRX, this is Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Koch. If you're a music fan, the end of the year can mean only one thing. Best of lists. Today, we reveal our best albums of 2019.
Plus, we'll hear some of our listeners' favorite albums.
I think this album deserves a lot more attention.
Made me actually like country music more.
It is just this guttural, intergalactic, just annihilation of an album.
That's all coming up on Sound Opinions. This is Sound Opinions, and this week we're going to share some of our favorite albums of 2019, what we think are the best of the best.
If you've listened to this show, you know that these are the records we enjoyed listening to the most, that we came back to again and again, that we think sum up the year. And I have to say, Greg, I think it was another strange year in the United States of America. And as I was going over my top 10 list, I know you have 10 as well. We'll highlight four each today. You know, a lot of this music is about existentialism.
Yeah.
What is it like to be alive at this moment? We're also going to hear from our production team with some of their picks and some listeners. But Greg, I am going to kick things off with one of my picks. This is number 5 on my top 10 list, right in the middle. Kills Birds, its self-titled debut album. I was so angry when we were doing a Buried Treasure show, and you picked this, and I picked this, and you won the coin toss. You got to talk about them. Now I get to talk about them. What a fantastic band, led by a vocalist, Nina Lecci, who came to America from Bosnia. This is a wonderful extension of the alternative rock sounds of the 90s. A little experimental, a little poppy, very rocking, the whole thing. Feminist, self-empowered, self-assured, but also music in the face of challenges. All right, music getting us through difficult times. That is what Nina is doing. And the band is incredibly inventive. I love this record. I love it to pieces. I'm going to play a song called Worthy Girl. You always know it's a good record, Greg, when there's 9 tracks and you can't decide which to play. I'm just going with the one that kicks things off because it sets the tone for the entire self-titled Kills Birds album. Here it is, Worthy Girl by Kills Birds on Sound Opinions.
This flower kills birds. When she dies, she rots like flesh. This flower kills birds. When she dies, she rots like flesh.
Worthy Girl, Kills Birds is the name of the band and the album. Fantastic stuff.
I love that record, too. It's in my top 10 as well. We completely agree on that one. That is a blowtorch of a rock album. Here's a blowtorch of a hip-hop album, Eugen Black Rock's Anima Mysterium. You know, game recognizes game, right? Kendrick Lamar picked Eugen to be on the Black Panther soundtrack. I think he found a kindred spirit here in this South African MC. She's got that sort of raspy voice. She sounds like an oracle on this record. She waxes mystical and political and Afrofuturistic. She sounds like a wise soul, even though she's a young woman. There seems to be like an ageless quality to a lot of what she's speaking about, bringing together the ancient and the future in terms of the way she's reading the world right now. There's a great line in the middle of this record: I misread the rules and made my own like a pagan. You know, she is not playing by anyone's rules but her own. And at the same time, she's very much within that tradition of Afrofuturism. And we can go back to, you know, people like Sun Ra and on through, you know, Parliament Funkadelic, bringing that tradition forward in this hip-hop record that, you know, full of swirling synthesizers and those decaying beats and the atmosphere, really thick, cryptic visions, but also, you know, real ghostly kind of context for a lot of this Soul Dusty's vibe that she's bringing into. So there's a mystical quality, is the best way I can describe it. Very Kendrick-like. If you like Kendrick Lamar, you're going to love this record. If you loved Cannibal Ox, that Def Jux record, I'd reference that in the past in reviewing this record, you're going to love this record. Here's Picture Box from Eugen Blackrock's Anima Mysterium, one of my top records of the year on Sound Opinions.
Conspiring in secrecy, my ghouls clad chains and exchange theories on other spooks and black books. Sad souls known to grab loose and hang loose. They hypnotized by the tube, horrific daily news, ears ringing from eerie noises, empty vessels make the loudest. TV hosts invading living rooms like haunted houses, spewing words without content, spoken out of context. I breathe deep, inhale the sweet perfume of the dead, the ghosts that haunt my spirit, hide in mist and early showers. To purify the self, I throw my fears in burning fires. Desperate times call desperate measures, but situations dire. Tower over furnaces unburnt and demons cower, but the world spins or it seems to. Watch the heavens, wonder if the gods and us could be equals. Stars circle the planet that follow us to the Kaaba. Universal in breath directs the flow of prana, unfolding cosmic sagas in the gallows, where my shadow reigns supreme. Diana with a bow, the protectress of all thieves. Steel beating hearts from chests and leave static on the screen. I live in frequencies where strange schools of sorcery meet. Turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off. Let the rhythm bring peace to your bubbling heart. Find that inner space, ignite the most cosmic of sparks. The firefly that shines like the sun and lights up the dark. Turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off. Let the rhythm bring peace to your bubbling heart. Find that inner space, ignite the most cosmic of sparks. A firefly that shines like the sun and lights up the dark. Hark, the herald angel sings melodies on harp strings. Rather stay blind to mass appeal than kill the art for it. So rhyme books stay poisoned with the arsenic. Scribble lines with plots and twists, confounding urologists. Deep in my delirium, I'll write breathing little puns, hissing sounds when they release, purged out from brittle lungs. Smoking guns, my lyrics are dense. The jargon tends to give the same sensation that sinking does.
That is Picture Box from Eugen Blackrock. The name of the album is Anima Mysterium, number 9 on my top 10 list. Jim, what have you got next?
Greg, I'm going to number 3 on my top 10 list, Taco Cat. This Mess Is a Place. I think sometimes people think many critics are just sitting there on the mountaintop decreeing what they think. You and I have always believed criticism is a conversation between people who care passionately about the art. I was turned on to Taco Cat originally by a listener a long time ago, I think just after their debut album, Shame Spiral, 2010. In 2016, Lost Time was one of my albums of the year. Now comes the fourth album by this Seattle pop-punk quartet on Sub Pop Records. You know, at different points, if you skipped around the record, you would swear this was a doo-wop girl group, you know, from the 60s. You would think at another point it was a Joan Jett record from that new wave era, or maybe even a little X-Ray Specs, okay, or an alt-rock record, the great Farouk Assault. There are echoes of all of that, and yet Taco Cat is making music that at the end of the day is very much its own and very much of this time. When we reviewed this album, I said that the line in Crystal Bowl, "What a time to barely be alive is really the theme of this whole year, at least for me. And yet, whenever I played this record, I felt better about being alive. I felt more alive. That, to me, is the definition of good rock and roll. I'm going to play the song Hologram, which poses the question or makes the statement, power is a hologram. It's a projection. It is temporary. It is something we can wave our hand and go right through the middle of. And I think that's a reassuring thought at this time. Taco Cat, the album is This Mess Is a Place, number 3 on my list. The song is Hologram on Sound Opinions. By Taco Cat, This Mess Is a Place. What a wonderful album.
It is indeed, Jim. And now it is time to hear from some of our listeners about their picks for the best album of the year.
Hi, my name's Sharon, and I'm calling from Willowbrook. My favorite album of 2019 is The Highwaymen.
Full-time living on a half-time schedule. Always trying to make everybody feel special. Learning when to break and when to hit the pedal. Working hard to look good till we die.
They did a riff on The Highwaymen, and the songs are awesome. Voices are beautiful. The harmonies. Super cool album. Made me actually like country music more. I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.
Redesigning the women. Running the world while we're cleaning up the kitchen. Making bang, shaking hands, driving. Get home just to feed the baby. Skipping the bread for the butter. Changing our minds like we change our hair color. Yeah, ever since the beginning, we've been redesigning women.
That is a no-doubter. Highwaymen with Maren Morris, Amanda Shires, Brandi Carlile, Natalie Hemby. You and I both love that record.
Jim. I did love that record. I wish it was a little grittier. Mm-hmm. I wish we could have bought those fine ladies 3-4 shots of tequila then had them record.
The production is a little straight-laced, but there's kind of like, what is country radio? How can they deny this record?
A fine choice. Fine choice there by Sharon from Willowbrook. Thank you, Sharon. Let's hear from another of our listeners.
Hey, guys. This is Bill from Nashville, Tennessee. I was just calling to let you know my favorite album of the year is the album Planetary Clairvoyance by the Toronto death metal band Tomb Mold. It is just this guttural, intergalactic, just annihilation of an album that just keeps hitting you over and over. And when you think it's finally done, it just keeps going. It's just this assault of sound coming at you from all over the place. These guys are fantastic. I can't recommend this enough. I found this a couple months ago, and I find myself just coming back to it over and over and over. So that's Tomb Mold, planetary clairvoyance. Thanks, guys.
I'm loving it. Bill from Nashville, tomb mold with planetary clairvoyance. I mean, I felt like that quite a few times in 2019.
You know, it's in a fine tradition of Cannibal Corpse. I mean, tomb mold, what that, you know, they keep coming up with better and better names for their bands. That's for damn sure.
I love the vibrato, tremolo, just the entire, I mean, my head felt like a tomb mold listening to that. After a short break, we're going to hear from more of our listeners with their picks for the top albums of 2019, as well as from our producers and, of course, ourselves. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX. Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Cott, and we are doing one of our favorite shows of the year, revealing our best albums of 2019. Before we delve back into our choices, it's only fair for us to hear from the people who are an integral part of Sound Opinions. You hardly ever get to hear from them, our producers. First up, our longest-serving producer, Alex Claiborne. Alex, I'm excited to hear what you've got.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you, Greg, for having me on the show. And my best album of 2019 is Lover by Taylor Swift. I want to talk about this record because it's something we haven't discussed on Sound Opinions this year. And also, it has some flaws. At 18 tracks, it's probably too long.
It's
a bit too long. But what I loved about this record was that it was really warm and familiar, but also sort of innovative. And I think this record really combines the different eras of Taylor Swift and all of the skill sets that she's honed over the years. So you have superb, clean pop Taylor Swift. You've got that endearing country sound. You've also got literary Taylor, where she's creating these vivid imagery settings. And then you have the more vulnerable side. You have more personal ballads. And I think that's where she succeeds the most in connecting with her fans. And this record was different because she sharpened another tool in her toolbox, which was she talked more about the political landscape and issues that need to be addressed.
A first for her.
Right. Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince is about the 2016 election and also her sexual assault trial that she went through several years ago. You've got The Man, which is about the mistreatment and characterization of women in the music industry and elsewhere. And then You Need to Calm Down, which advocates for gay rights, for treating other people with kindness and respect. I wanted to play the title track, Lover, mostly because it's a very stripped-down song. You know, sonically, it's quite dreamlike. It's got piano, drums, strings, and acoustic guitar. And the song is about her partnership with her boyfriend and how it's really a very stable and healthy relationship and how that can be fun and exciting instead of always being extreme ups and extreme downs. And the line, "We could leave the Christmas lights up till January. This is our place. We make the rules." So it's not about other people governing what they should or shouldn't do, even if it's as trivial as deciding when to take down the Christmas lights in their apartment or their house. So this is sort of her love letter to her boyfriend and her fans, and it's a personal favorite of mine, and it's a song that I love. So this is Lover by Taylor Swift from that same album, my album of the year, on Sound Opinions.
We could leave the Christmas lights up till January. This is our place, we make the rules. And there's a dazzling haze, a mysterious way about you, dear. Have I known you 20 seconds or 20 years? Can I go?
That is Lover, the title track from the Lover album by Taylor Swift, Alex Claiborne's album of the year. Alex, I do think this record was a step up from Reputation. I think Reputation was probably her first misstep in her career that has been on the ascent for a decade, basically. So you're right about that. And I also like the fact that she's venturing out into social commentary. You know, it may not be a Kendrick Lamar level social
right.
commentary,
yeah,
but it's a step
it.
In the right direction. And I think the fact that she's writing, as you said, very well, not only the political, but the personal stuff is coming back into her vocabulary. I think the personal stuff was a little bit defensive on the Reputation album, where
right.
she started coming off like an aloof pop star. And here we're getting some of that old Taylor fan to fan, I can relate to you, you can relate to me kind of conversation going on in some of the songs.
We're going to turn now to our tallest producer, Mr. Andrew Gill. He's got something I got on my list there at number 9.
Yeah, and this pick actually also shows up on Greg's list. It's Sharon Van Etten's Remind Me Tomorrow. So before I saw your list, I was thinking maybe I'll do Kevin Morby's record.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys had Sharon 5 on Greg's list, number 9 on Jim's.
She was on the show this year.
Exactly. Mm,
right.
So I figured I could do the duty of talking about this one first.
It's not a duty. It's a joy.
Yeah. You know, when we talked about this record, when you reviewed it, when she was on the show, there's a lot of talk about like the sound, the Jupiter 4 synth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about is the lyrics and the themes that she sort of evokes with it, because I really related to those because this is her first album as a parent.
Yes. And you are a parent.
And
now,
as a parent, I understood how she was expressing this emotionally volatile time in a family's life. You know, she's going through reconsidering her own identity, reconsidering who she is, who she was before she had a kid, before this family developed, and who her child is going to grow up to be, like the identity of this child that she's brought into the world. You hear that, you know, on 17, this track that's total standout. And then also, you know, you consider your relationship with your partner, you know, you used to be just the two of you. Now there's a third person.
Everything and changes, Andrew.
Everything's all shuffled.
We warned you about that.
But I mean, you hear that in No One's Easy to Love, you know,
right,
and
right.
all these different ideas keep bubbling up in this really subtle and nuanced way. And that's what I really love about the record. I just wanted to play the track 17 just because I think, you know, it's an all-time great song. Going to be listening to it for years to come, I think. So 17 by Sharon Van Etten from my pick for album of 2019, Remind Me Tomorrow.
Andrew Gill choosing Sharon Van Etten, as he said, as we said, on both of our lists as well, Greg. Remind Me Tomorrow, great record. Back to your list. What do you got for us next?
Jim, I want to talk about Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Ghost Teen, the latest record from Cave. You know, I think with Push the Sky Away in 2013 and then the follow-up Skeleton Tree in 2016, a new vulnerability started creeping into Cave's music. Not that he wasn't that before, but I'd never heard him so open. And I think especially with the death of his 15-year-old son, Arthur, that shadowed Skeleton Tree, and it is a deep, deep part of Ghost Teen. It bears the full weight of that loss, a parent losing a child. It's a devastating experience. And Cave singing so frankly about that experience is a very moving 11-song cycle of grief and mourning and acceptance and redemption that he has produced here. The music floats between these extremes. You've got these shattered mood pieces that verge on hopelessness, and then you've got tracks that sort of come to a hard-won acceptance. about death and sort of finding a way to appreciate the world anew, despite this tragedy that for a lot of people just brings them to a dead halt. Mm. Like, how do you go on after this? So, you know, he universalizes the idea of death. It's not just about him, but it's about anybody who has experienced a loss. And how do you go on? And the wonder of the world being reopened to your eyes after this tragedy occurs. The most moving piece in the music to me is Ghosteen Speaks. And in that song, Kay says, I am beside you. Look for me. That voice of consolation. You know, a few weeks ago, we talked about songs that made us tear up. This album makes me tear up, and this song in particular. It's Ghosteen Speaks from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Ghosteen is the album on Sound Opinions.
I am beside you. I am beside you. I am beside you. I am beside you. Look for me. Look for me. I am beside you. Look for me. I try to forget.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with Ghosteen. That is the number three album on my year-end list. Jim, what is your next pick?
You were tearing up there, Greg. I hate to make you tear up more. I just was so disappointed by that Cave record. Enough said.
Yeah.
Not on mine. We had four overlapping choices on our top tens. This is another of them. Sturgill Simpson, Sound and Fury. I am not a huge fan of either alternative country or mainstream country. When it is a record from that genre that dents my radar, it tends to be a pretty extraordinary one. Although I don't even know if the word country even applies to Sound and Fury, the latest album by Sturgill Simpson. There was a pretty good Neil Young and Crazy Horse record this year. This one's even better. And then it's got a whole many, many other things in there.
Right.
You know, this kind of heavy rock with alternative kind of country roots and sheer experimentalism in the vein of Kraftwerk, Neu, Can, that wonderful early 70s krautrock sound. It may be unconfined to any genre. It is also a record about trying to center yourself in this crazy time, fighting what Sturgill Simpson has called the hegemony, politics, corruption, greed, all the things that are trying to destroy the world, destroy democracy, destroy our souls, and live in the midst of that. This is the song Make Art, Not Friends from Sturgill Simpson's fourth album, Sound and Fury, on Sound Opinions.
Looking out the window at a world on fire, it's plain to see the end is near. Seen our sights, tired of the lights, so you can let me off right here. This town's getting crowded, truth's been shrouded. Think it's time to change up the sound. Yeah, the wheels keep turning. Flames get higher, another cycle goes around. Face in the mirror, lost skin and bone, bloodshot eyes and a
That is Make Art Not Friends from the Sturgill Simpson record, Sound and Fury, his fourth studio album, Jim.
I love that. I absolutely love that. I've respected Sturgill Simpson before, but now with Sound and Fury, I love him.
It's a great record. It was number 7 on my list. No argument from me at all. Now let's hear from some more of our listeners on their favorite albums of the year.
Hey, this is Mike from Charlotte, North Carolina. I think the best album of the year, in my opinion, is XX, It's Real.
We were hiding from the shadows.
It's an awesome album. It's better than their first album, which was also superb. But it's really cool to see Mary Timony, after being, you know, involved in music for so long, put out a record like this, which is, in my opinion, her best work. And the vocals that she trades off with Betsy Wright are excellent. And of course, there's also the guitars, which are, you know, just like beyond belief. So anyway, top of 2019 for sure. It happens all of the time. You really give me something I can't forget. I know that I shouldn't let it go, but I just can't get home. Baby, come on and dance with me. Come out of your cage. Let's ride on away.
Well, Mike from Charlotte, I couldn't agree with you more. I am a huge Mary Timony fan. I love It's Real by XX. It is sitting at number 6 on my list. We were lucky to have him on the show this year, Greg.
Yeah, great band. Mary Timony, what a career in music.
Man.
Hugely undervalued musician, songwriter, and guitar player.
Everything she's ever done, and it's been so diverse. You know, there should be a Mary Timony box set and maybe like a Mary Timony day.
Absolutely.
In 2020.
Absolutely. Let's hear from another listener.
Hi, it's Jeremy from New York City calling with my number one album of 2019, which is Troubadour Number 1 by Ocean Music.
Alice was a girl from a very small town. She never went to bed alone, but she never walked around.
This is the project of Richard Ofrichtig, who's a singer, songwriter, guitar player, producer, arranger of really extraordinary skill and depth. I think this album deserves a lot more attention. Just the way he will surprise you with delicate acoustic finger-picking leading into 4 clarinets playing along with a synthesizer, and then there's an electric guitar solo and drum section that grooves. I mean, he really brings a lot of people together, but the talent and the emotion are all his. I would say that he takes you on a journey not unlike someone like Van Morrison does, but with the energy of the Replacements. Thanks a lot, guys.
But now I'm going back to Paris. Now I'm going back to
Wow. Ocean Music, Troubadour Number 1, a pick from Jeremy in New York City. All right, so Neither you nor I have even heard of this artist. I think that there are many critics that would, given a platform such as ours that we have been privileged to have for 733 shows, would be like, no, we know everything. But there's no possible way, Greg, that you can hear everything that is released, especially now with everything so readily available thanks to streaming.
You know, I live for this, Jim, because our listeners are so into music that they can introduce us to stuff. And I'm like thinking, I'm writing this down.
Right now, yes.
Troubadour number one, Ocean Music. I'm going to go check out more of that because that intrigues me.
It happened to me in class yesterday, too, at Columbia College. Somebody said, Professor, there's a record you've got to hear. We take that as a compliment.
Absolutely.
Not as a, you know, not that we're perfect. We're not. anyway, really good picks from the producers, from some listeners, and we want to hear from you. What is your favorite album of 2019? Call our hotline at 888-859-1800. Leave us a message with your choice and why. You can also connect with us on Facebook or Twitter. Up next, our top picks for the best albums of 2019. Right up at the top of the list. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Will you come a little closer?
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Cott here with my partner, Jim DeRogatis, and this week we're sharing some of our favorite albums of the year. Before we get to our final picks for the year, let's hear from one of our producers, Ayanna Contreras. Ayanna, what is your pick for the top album of the year?
Well, Greg, there were a lot of albums that were in contention in my mind for best of the year. Damon Locks put out a great album with the Black Monument Ensemble. I really enjoyed Intellectual with Nico Siegel, Van Hunt's album Trim, that was a great one, and Ism by Junius Paul really knocked me out. But, you know, I think Emily King's album Scenery is definitely something special. It's reminiscent of early era Prince, like from the albums For You or his self-titled album. It's got drum machines and a smattering of like Maria Muldaur's earthiness and vocal elasticity. You know, she's a rock solid songwriter, but I'd say that her slinky, smoky voice is the star of this story. One of my favorite songs that she included on this album is called Caliche. And I actually talked to her about it, and she said that this one was kind of out of what she normally does. The rumbling underneath it was something that took her some time to get right in the studio. But in my opinion, it totally is this underpinning that makes this feel very ominous in the very best way. So here's Caliche by Emily King from her album Scenery on Sound Opinions.
Ayanna, Emily King, Greg and I both loved it.
Yeah, I got a chance to see her perform earlier this year, and man, she brings it on stage as well. Great album, great performer. My next pick, Jim, my number two album of the year, you loved it as well, Rafael Sadiq with Jimmy Lee. You know, he's 53 years old, right? Multi-instrumentalist, producer, songwriter. We think he's done it all at this point. I mean, he's a respected artist and a hit maker. you know, starting out with Tony in the 80s, on to his own solo albums, collaborations with D'Angelo, Mary J. Blige, Solange, TLC, and on and on. And yet, he's flashing some new moves on Jimmy Lee. I've never heard Sadiq quite in this mode. A record named after a brother of his who died tragically young, and the ghosts of family members who he has lost over the years are everywhere on this album. You know, we're talking about drugs, AIDS, violence, the pain that is besieging a community, particularly the African-American community in our society, is coming through in this music. It's a very personal record because he's talking about his family and in the way he brings his trademark musicality to bear on these incredibly personal songs, make them somewhat more bearable for us as listeners because they're beautiful melodies, great atmospheric tracks that he's creating from a soul, R&B, rock amalgam, real slices of life mixed in with this very accessible music. And then I love the way he widens the scope with the track I want to play next, this track Rikers Island, in which he's not just talking about his family anymore. He's talking about the community in this and the oppression and the decades, the centuries of oppression that have led to a place like Rikers Island to exist and be populated largely by African-American men, that he magnifies beautifully on this song with that gospel choir. Again, taking a tragic situation and lifting it up and saying, you know, this is the situation, but somehow we're going to transcend this. And this music sounds absolutely transcendent to me. It's Rikers Island from Rafael Sadiq, the Jimmy Lee album on Sound Opinions.
The justice sends a high chair, while the family sits in prayer.
Rikers Island by Rafael Sadiq. It was in my top 20, Greg, not my top 10. But now it is my turn to talk about, I'll do the drum roll, my album of the year, Lizzo's 'Cause I Love You, is the record that brought me more joy than any other in 2019. And joy was something that was in short supply. And, you know, I was reading up a lot to figure out what it was that I had yet to express about this record. At a time where we are more fractured in America than at any point, since the Civil War, let's face it, here's this woman who is an exuberant life force, an excess of just life force. And, you know, we forget that she was raised in Houston and then the second half of her childhood in Detroit, had done time coming up with Atlanta's crime mob, and of course made it to stardom as an indie artist based in Minneapolis, smack dab in the middle of the country. So here she is bringing together these different geographic locales. The different sounds throughout the history of hip-hop, you can go back to some of the pioneering women in hip-hop. Missy Elliott, right. You know, is one who's collaborating with her on this record, but I also hear Latifah, you know, Queen Latifah, records like that, but also the goofy side, you know? There's a comedic element. There is self-empowerment. There is fragility at times, and then she turns around again and reminds herself to be strong. There is humor and there is anger. It is all there. It is the full roller coaster of emotions in this year. And as she says, I'm about to add a little estrogen. It is very much a woman's take on all of this. You know, this record makes me happy to, you know, listen. It just does, much less get to talk about it on the radio. I could play any of the 11 tracks, but I'm going to play Like a Girl by Lizzo from 'Cause I Love You on Sound Opinions.
Woke up feeling like I just might run for president, even if there ain't no precedent. Switching up the messaging, I'm about to add a little estrogen. Buy my whip by myself, pay my rent by myself. Only exes that I care about are all up in my chromosomes. I don't really need you, I'm a Macaulay Culkin, home alone. Bam, diamonds in my collarbone, yeah.
Like a Girl by Lizzo on Sound Opinions. Man, I love Lizzo.
She's a force of nature. It's a cliche, but in the case of Lizzo, it definitely applies. I by far the best show I saw this year.
Yeah.
As on stage, just totally magnetizing performer. And as I've said before, one of the two artists of the year, I think, she and Billie Eilish defined 2019 more so than any other artists. But I will mention another defining artist in my mind. Maybe didn't get quite the shine that Lizzo got or Billie Eilish, but I got to give a shout out to Jamila Woods' legacy,
yes.
Legacy, exclamation point, my exclamation point on 2019. I love this record. You know, she is a poet, an educator, an activist who happens to make music in a very long tradition of activist artists in Chicago's soul scene, going back half a century at least. She gave her poetry class an assignment: write your own version of a well-known poem. And she said, okay, I'm basically going to do the same thing. And what she came up with was a mini history of iconoclastic artists who carved their own path in the face of racial oppression and cultural stereotyping.
Yeah.
Every song is named after an inspiration: Octavia Butler, Sun Ra, Eartha Kitt, Miles Davis. And at the same time, she's bringing this hugely expansive musicality to each of these songs. We're talking about hip-hop, gospel, jazz, soul, wisdom and protest going together. Very Chicago in terms of just the way she's approaching these subjects and yet carving out her own tradition. To me, the key line is in the song Sun Ra, where she talks about my wings are greater than walls. This idea of wings comes up a lot in this record. And the idea that, again, like with Raphael Sadiq on Rikers Island, we can somehow transcend this. We can transcend our own history and make a new history if we keep pushing together. Here's a track from the record in which she imagines Muddy Waters as a psychedelic griot. Muddy from Jamila Woods' legacy on Sound Opinions.
Oh, you stole my name.
Mila Woods, Muddy, on Sound Opinions from Greg's number one record of the year. Jamila was in my top 20, Greg. If you want to see our entire list of 2019, you can find the picks at soundopinions.org. Greg, what do we have on the show next week?
Next week, Jim, we are joined by our very own Chris Kringle, Andy Surzan, and his annual holiday spectacular.
You can find Sound Opinions wherever you get your podcast thingies. Sound Opinions is made possible in part with the support of the Walter and Carla Goldschmidt Foundation. And as always, Sound Opinions is produced by Brendan Banaszak, Alex Claiborne, Ayanna Contreras, and Andrew Gill.
On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So now it's time to hear what you have to say.
New messages.
Hi, guys. This is Juan calling from Orlando, Florida. I know I'm a couple of shows late, but I just finished listening to your show on songs that make you cry. My dad's a huge Cat Stevens fan, and father and son, as you can imagine, is pretty close to my heart.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know.
I'm one of many Venezuelans that left the country because of the situation there, and I haven't seen my dad in quite a few months, and I don't know when I'm going to see them again. So every time I hear that song, which for some reason I have the idea that I'm going to sing it to him at some situation or another.
I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on.
I'm tearing up as I'm saying this.
Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not.
But then I heard the Johnny Cash version, which, well, you know how Johnny is. He always has this pain and forlorn in his voice.
How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same old story.
It's an amazing song, and Johnny did an amazing job. And when you ask Fiona to, it just, I can't.
And I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Thanks so much for the show. Thanks for the job you keep on doing. Take care, guys.
It's not time to make a change. Just sit down and take it slowly. You're still young. That's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me. I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I cry.
Hey, Jim and Craig, this is Tim from Oak Park. All of my friends know I'm a big fan of Chicago's best boy band, the Pivot Gang. 3.5 years ago, John Walt, one of their foundational members and cousin to two of them, was stabbed downtown on the L. and while on the phone with his mother, collapsed and died. Last year, Saba put out a truly amazing album called Care For Me. The first track on Care For Me is called Busy-Sirens. In the last third of the track, you realize the mellow accompaniment is actually sirens. And Saba sings, "Now you're lying where the angels lay, now we're lying where the angels lay." I never met him, but that tragedy is always at some level of my consciousness, and I still tear up every time I hear that music in verse. Thanks for the opportunity to share this with Chicago and all of your listeners. Take care, guys.
Riding through the city, I'm young, I'm black, I'm guilty. I know one time wanna kill me, they don't know me, but they fear me.
Hey, Jim and Greg, this is Greg from Las Vegas. Just wanted to call in regarding your show about DJ Shadow.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it was fascinating to hear his process and how things just don't happen overnight, and just how meticulous he is in having to go back and re-listen and sit on things and get opinions. Anyways, great show. I love to hear about artist processes. Keep it up.
No more messages.
To share your opinions on Sound Opinions, call 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.